Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. My name is Shirley Cardenas, and today we are joined by my guest, Dr. Leslie Seidel. Dr. Seidel is the Research Director of the IRPP's Diversity, Immigration, and Integration Research Program. His new study entitled Canada's Provincial Nominee Immigration Programs, Securing Greater Policy Alignment, examines the evolution of provincial nominee programs in four provinces, particularly Manitoba, British Columbia, Alberta, and Nova Scotia. Welcome, Dr. Seidel. In your study, you say provinces select a considerable and even rising share of immigrants through provincial nominee programs. How did these programs come about?
The province that really was the pioneer was Manitoba, and the main reason why they wanted to develop a program along the lines of what Quebec had, that was confirmed in an accord in 1991, was that the federal immigration programs were not responding to their labor market needs, and they had a very particular one, and the government was lobbied by a number of employers in Winnipeg. There was a shortage of people to operate sewing machines, so just a small story to illustrate one of the main points about the programs, which is that they have allowed provincial governments to respond to particular labor market needs, including ones that are not really covered by the federal selection, which tends to focus on people with higher levels of education.
In your study, you mentioned that PNPs have been successful in several respects. Can you tell us about this?
Well, the first one is, as I already mentioned, the capacity through links with employers to respond to labor market pressures and particular needs. A second strong point is that partly because a lot of the provincial nominees are being selected from among people who are already working in the province, they have quite positive economic outcomes, employment rates, and this is particularly the case in their early years, where actually their labor market outcomes are better than immigrants selected under the Federal Skilled Worker Program. This comes from a comprehensive evaluation that was done a few years ago and is publicly available. And then finally, the provincial nominee programs have encouraged a greater dispersion of immigrants across the country. To take BC, Ontario, and Quebec were for decades the destination for a very high share of immigrants coming to Canada. And at least partly as a result of the nominee programs, there's been a shift. Just to take two numbers, in 1995, 88% of immigrants to Canada settled in BC, Ontario, or Quebec. And by 2012, that share had dropped down to 73%. So that's a significant difference. It's not a complete reversal, but it's still a significant difference.
The study also mentions a number of provinces have had some major program integrity issues. Can you give us some examples?
Well, the big example is with business investor programs. There have been a number of cases of really quite irregular administration and lack of respect of the rules on the part of potential investors. And this occurred particularly in the Atlantic provinces. As I recall, every province but Newfoundland and Labrador had a major issue. Auditors General have issued reports, and there's been a closing down of a number of the business investor streams across the country, partly as a result of these irregularities in the provinces, and partly as a result of some pressure from the federal government. In the last few years, the federal government has reasserted its role and tried to encourage the provincial governments to withdraw from areas where there's a significant federal program. The federal government's been rejigging its investor programs. But another area where there's been pressure in relation to the provinces is on family reunification, where the federal government has a significant stream, almost 25% of annual immigration. And this is another area where there were some problems. For example, in Saskatchewan, there were a few cases of up to 17 quite remote family members being brought in by someone who had been accepted under the nominee program, and this has been corrected, and there's now, it's now only possible under the Saskatchewan stream to nominate or to bring in one additional family member other than, of course, your immediate family.
Now, you say the federal government has addressed these issues in large part with each province individually. My question is, as a result of this bilateral dynamic, what are some of the implications for policy coherence and coordination?
Well, I use an image to describe this way of relating between the federal government and the provincial governments. I call it spokes on a wheel. The federal government is in the middle. It's the hub, and it's relating to the outside parts individually as opposed to in a collective way. This has led to, in my view, some innovations that don't take full account of the implications for other provinces, because after all, once people are admitted as permanent residents, they can move around the country. And secondly, some of the innovations haven't taken account of the implications for immigration as a whole, that is, including the federal programs.
And finally, your study provides some recommendations. What are some of your key messages for policymakers?
So what I recommend in the study is that while respecting the bilateral relationships between the federal government and the provinces, after all, there are a series of agreements with all the provinces but Quebec and two of the territories, while respecting the agreements, there should be a multilateral exercise in which all the participating governments sit down with the federal government and develop a shared vision and framework for the provincial nominee program across the country. Now, that would not be unduly constraining on individual provincial governments. They would work within the framework of their agreements, but it would allow for greater coordination, sharing of information, potentially sharing of data on outcomes and so on, and for governments sitting around the same table to look across these programs and to set some future directions together, rather than the directions being, in a sense, the sum of the individual decisions that are taken between the federal government and each of the individual provincial and territorial governments.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Seidel. Leslie Seidel is the author of Canada's Provincial Nominee Immigration Programs, Securing Greater Policy Alignment. You can download this study free of charge from our website at irpp.org.